It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Let me start by apologizing for skipping last week's bulletin. Truth be told, I was stuck in the mud. I've heard similar expressions from many of my friends. They are fully occupied by being confined. Some are working hard, but not getting enough done. All seem to be losing touch with others in their lives and feeling dulled by the circumstances of their isolation. The stimulus package they need is more than just a financial one. In my case, though, being stuck in the mud was literally the problem. Doing my law work remotely takes so much time and energy on the weekdays that I've tended to push bulletin writing off to the weekend. I'd allocated last Saturday afternoon to writing the bulletin, but my plan was interrupted when Troy, my nephew, raised concerns about the welfare of Vernon, our frail and aged boar. Vernon and Possum's corrugated steel Quonset hut deteriorated substantially over the winter. During the heavy rains of recent weeks, it took in a great deal of water, creating mud in which Vernon, who has difficulty walking, was becoming stuck. You've all heard the expression, happy as a pig in mud. Pigs are indeed happy in mud on hot days, because they can't sweat, and the mud cools them. But it was reasonable to assume that with nights as cool as they are now, the pigs would not be so comfortable in the mud. And Troy's question, can you really justify leaving Vernon in there one more night, embarrassed me into action. We had a pretty intact hut that had not been much used down at the other end of the pig pasture, about 500, maybe 750 feet away, and I rolled it up through that long stretch of marshy land up to the particularly muddy area just behind the pig pens. At that point, I made the mistake of stopping to discuss with Troy, who was trying to rearrange things inside the pens, where we should place the new hut. My legs sank nearly knee-deep in the mud. As I tried to raise it out, the mud sucked my work boot right off my foot. Leaning over to retrieve the boot, standing now quite unevenly with one raised foot in a mud-encased sock, and my other foot still somewhat deep in the mud, I found myself suddenly on my side, stretched out, much like Vernon has been, but luckily more capable of getting back up. We eventually got the hut into a dry corner of the center pen and filled it with nice comfy straw for the pigs to nest in. Troy cajoled Vernon in that direction, which took some time, but the old boar eventually got into the pen we wanted him to be in. He was not as thrilled with the hut as we expected him to be. He dug a hole in the new pen where he and Possum have slept most nights. He went back one night to his old muddy pen and spent one night in the farrowing hut in the next door third pen. But so far, he has not spent one night in his luxurious new hut. Maybe because we don't fully understand exactly the world we need to create when we try to extricate ourselves from a miserable situation, like this damned pandemic. Several weeks ago, someone who was waiting for me to make an important business decision, for which our current pandemic has major implications, wrote me to say, "This will be all over in 2 or 3 weeks." I told her she was more optimistic than even President Trump. Apparently, so are people who invest in the stock market, who drive up stock values every time another 3 million people lose their jobs. While I understand the desire to do business that induces us to close our eyes to the reality around us, I'm afraid I cannot share their sense of optimism. I suspect we're in for a long slog. I hope it's over by the end of this year. But to achieve that, we may have to endure severe restrictions for several more months. I think all those who find that prospect unendurable should keep in mind that we could face something much worse. There have been periods when deep economic misery and deprivation lasted for many years. Think like the Great Depression through World War II. And looking back to the Spanish flu of 1918, we understand that places that locked down strictly, like St. Louis, came out stronger and more prosperous more quickly than those like Philadelphia that stayed open for business. One reason I'm convinced of the long road ahead, here in Columbia County, which I always saw as a refuge from the pandemic, according to the Department of Health Statistics that I'm grateful that IMBY publishes daily, We have seen COVID-19 cases more than double in the 10 days from April 27th to May 7th. There were a total of 154 cases from the first reports around March 20th to April 27th. In the last 10 days, we added 164. It's hard to know if this is an artifact of broader testing, of just a nursing home hotspot, or a combination of factors, but it seems characteristic of many parts of rural America, including many places that are lifting business restrictions right now. It's not a flattening curve. It's not a sign of something that's going away in 2 or 3 weeks. And I'd say it's clearly not yet time to go back to living the wonderful way we remember. It will require sacrifice from those with means to provide for those left without livelihood during the contraction. But there may be no good shortcut. I recall that when my foot was stuck in that knee-deep mud and I pulled too hard to extricate myself, I ended up splayed out in the gunk with a mud-encased sock. Call me a stick in the mud, but I think we need to plan for a long, deliberate slog.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.